Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Don't fall.
2023 predictions, deep divers. Are you ready for that? We got a whole lot to talk about. If you thought 2022 was weird, just wait until you see 2023, deep divers. Another beautiful day, wonderful deep divers. Look at this magical place. Let's breathe. That was beautiful. Let's go. Orgasm. Let's go. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. What are we doing out here, deep divers? Raising the frequency. You better be raising the vibration. I woke up like this, deep divers, all magical and shit. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. Take that, take that, take that. Good ass energy I'm sending you. There's no place I'd rather be than with the birds, bees, leaves, and trees. I'm FaceTiming you right now, deep divers, from the heart of nature. If you are watching this video, this is your confirmation. Things will miraculously work out for you. Everything is aligning for you. Everything is shifting in your favor. It's all going to work out. All you have to do is say thank you. It's so simple, deep divers. Now, 2023 predictions. I'm about to go in, deep divers. Hit that like button right now. If you support the real, hit that like button. If you support the truth, hit that like button right now and share this video. 2023 predictions. Someone asked me, they're like, Ralph, can you please do another one of your prediction videos? Because in 2019, everything that you said in the 2020 predictions video came true. Like, do you have like a crystal ball, Ralph, that you can just predict the future? And I'm like, kinda. So, 2023 global predictions, deep divers. Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Kansas is going bye-bye. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? In the words of Ralph Smart, we live in a world so fake, the truth actually scares people. But I'm not here to scare you, deep divers. I'm here to make you say, oh my gosh, I can't believe 2023 is going to be like that. Let me tell you this, deep divers. We're living in a rapidly changing world right now, and so much is on the horizon in 2023. Let me start with the good news. The Great Awakening is continuing. The Great Awakening is continuing. The Great Awakening is continuing. You're going to start to see more awakening happening all around the world. More and more people are going to start to realize they've been living in a ridiculous cheap set B movie, tacky carnival funhouse, and it's time to get your ass out of the matrix. Right? The awakening is going mainstream like you've never seen it. That's what's really going to be on the cards for 2023. Like, you're going to start to see more people in the mainstream waking up. I'm talking about people who are fast asleep. They're going to start to say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Something just ain't right. So You're going to start to see more of that in 2023. I'm talking about even mainstream celebrities, and by the way, we are the real celebrities deep diving, are going to start speaking up about what's going on behind the scenes in the industry. So right now you have Ye, Kanye West, speaking up about what's really going on in the music industry. Go and watch that video I did on Michael Jackson, right? You're going to start to see more people in the music industry, in the entertainment industry, spilling the beans in the YouTube industry. I'm always doing that already, deep divers. Spilling the beans about what's really going on. And that's the good news. Also, you're also going to start to see more and more people reclaim their power, reclaim their sovereignty, reclaim their common sense. Thank goodness the cat down the road is excited for that, deep divers. 2023 global predictions. Also, what can we expect? We can expect AI making itself more cozier in your life. You see, artificial intelligence is on the rise. And in 2023, you're going to start to see more people merging with AI, artificial intelligence. You're going to start to see a human 2.0. And what is a human 2.0? That is a humanoid, right? I just told you. A human 2.0 is a humanoid. They went from a human to a humanoid. And you're going to start to see more and more people living in the metaverse. It's going to be Second Life. More people are going to choose to be seducted by the metaverse. At the same time, a lot of people whose eyes are open are going to say, you know what? I am choosing my humanity over this artificial insanity. A lot of people are going to start to say, you know what? I prefer nature. I prefer real people. I prefer real connection as opposed to the metaverse, as opposed to this fake artificial world they're creating. You see, in 2023, what you're going to start to see are the introduction of smart cities. Now, smart cities are already here, but you're going to start to see it on an even wider scale. A lot of countries are going to start to introduce. They're going to start to introduce these smart cities. And what is a smart city? It is where you are hooked up to the mainframe. It is where you are part of the city. You are the technology. In other words, you can be tracked and traced. In other words, just like in China, they have a social credit score. Well, that's what you're going to start to see roll out in a lot of countries where your everyday movements and actions are going to be monitored, and they're going to be linked to the smart grid, the smart city. And this is what you're going to start to see a greater introduction of in 2023. And that's why I always tell you, right now, you have to make sure you're coming outside, doing a little samba, baby, raising the frequency, because you're always on the computer deep diving. You're already selling your soul to the metaverse. Why? 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 2023 global predictions, what can we expect? We can expect more global civil unrest. Like, you already see what's happening in China right now. They are saying, hey, we don't want the lockdown. Hey, we want to be free. You're going to start to see more of that. In fact, in 2023, I predict you're going to start to see, not just in China, but in so many countries, the citizens, the masses revolting against governments, the regime in power. You're going to start to see huge revolts. I predict riots worldwide in 2023, because you see what's happening as we are moving into the age of Aquarius, which is the water bearer, the hidden is coming to light. people are now starting to realize that they turn the truth into a lie and the lie into the truth. We've been living in the great inversion. Everything is backwards. And when you live in reverse, L-I-V-E, it becomes evil, E-V-I-L. Slow motion this side. You're going to start to see in 2023 also the threat of total economic collapse. Now, we've seen that in a lot of Europe, gas prices have gone up. Electricity prices have gone up. You're going to start to see energy costs soaring in 2023. And this is creating economic collapse. You're going to start to see, because of this, massive protests, massive riots. And you're going to start to see big, big changes in every city in the world, because a lot of people are going to get fed up. They're going to get fed up with the entire system. 2023 global predictions, what can we expect? Now, I saw this in a dream, Deep Divers, a great war. Now, the great war, yes, we can see what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, between those countries, this conflict, but it's even going to escalate in 2023. I saw a great war where other countries are going to get involved, right? Other countries are going to get involved, and things are going to escalate. And that's why I always tell you, right now, you want to make sure you are choosing peace over war. You want to make sure you're choosing love there. You want to make sure you're choosing freedom over slavery, because that is your only salvation. But I did see it, a great war coming. And that's why I always tell you, 7-Day Vegan Challenge, make sure you're preparing yourself mentally and emotionally. Make sure you're learning how to grow your own fruits and vegetables, right? Make sure you're learning about agriculture, because you can't depend on the supermarket when shit hits the fan. Because when the Great War happens, people are going to go back to rations. One slice of bread a day. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Make sure you're learning about how to grow your own food. Let me tell you this, Deep Divers. Now, when I talk about these predictions, I want to remind you, we can change right now what happens in 2023, in 2024, in 2025, in 2026, in 2030, 2050, 2100, 2500, right? Because what is the future? The future is nothing more than a continuation of the present moment. And therefore, if you want a better future, you must change your present moment. We've got to remind ourselves, the world is nothing more than what we focus on consistently. The world is nothing more than what we focus on consistently. The world is nothing more than what we focus on consistently. What have people been focusing on consistently for the last few years? A lot of fear in the media, doom and gloom. However, a lot of people have been focusing on the new earth. Shout out to all the chosen ones, all the light workers, all the people who know that being free is your birthright. Yes, in 2023, more and more people, it's what I call the mass exodus, are going to be moving to the new earth. Because you see, global prediction for 2023, the great divide is going to be more apparent. The split is going to grow wider. Between 3D and 5D. There are levels to this shit, Deep Divers, and there are dimensions to this shit, Deep Divers. A lot of people will choose to stay in the limited 3D reality experience. At the same time, a lot of people will say, you know what? I want an upgrade. I want to join Ralph Smart and the Cat Down the Road and other Deep Divers
in the fifth dimension where love reigns supreme. So you're going to start to see a mass exodus. What does this look like in 2023? Well, a lot of parents are going to be taking their children out of these schools. They're going to be homeschooling their children. Also, a lot of people will be detaching from mainstream society. It's already happening. A lot of people will now be trusting themselves over the mainstream narrative. Also, you're going to start to see a collapse of traditions which have been held in place for thousands of years. It's all coming to an end in 2023, and this is giving birth to something new. We call it the new earth. And as I see it, in 2023, you're going to start to see the rise of the community of light, where people from different nations, different skin colors are coming together, and they are choosing one humanity. They're waking up, refusing to drink the Jim Jones Kool-Aid, and they're saying, you know what, we have been divided. Separation is the greatest illusion. And right now, we've all been had, hoodwinked, bamboozled, played like a fiddle. We've been told that, hey, we're all different, and we've been divided, and that's what's made us weak. In 2023, the realization is going to come out that actually unity is our greatest power. We are all connected. Everybody bleeds red. And how the inorganic ones have controlled humanity for thousands of years is by separating you and putting you into boxes. In 2023, the great realization for a lot of people is that actually we are all in this together, and that's the good news. What else can we expect in 2023, deep divers? We can expect this. You see, right now, a lot of people are kind of fed up because everything seems so fake, right? And we see it in terms of how a lot of people are only living on the surface, not really diving deep into who they really are. Well, 2023 is all about going within. It's all about this greater introspection to who am I? And in 2023, more and more people are going to ask this question. Also, we're going to start to see true hidden origins like you've never seen it before. I told you, the Sphinx is older than a few thousand years old. Right, go and study the work of John Anthony West, also Graham Hancock. In 2023, you're going to start to see more and more revelations about this planet we live on. Like, we have been lied to totally. You're going to start to see more and more whistleblowers. Also, what else can we expect in 2023? COVID isn't over. You're going to start to see another virus spring out of nowhere. It may not be called COVID. It might be called something else, like, wake up, right? We call it the wake up virus, right? It's going to be called something else, but it is going to take the world by storm. At first, it's going to start in China, then it's going to spread elsewhere. You heard it here first. At the same time, you will not be affected if you are choosing love over fear, if you are saying, actually, I refuse to be consumed by fear. But you are going to see another kind of pandemic. It's going to happen in 2023. What else can we expect in 2023? Now, YouTube, I used to love YouTube, but it deleted one of my videos, right? Like 2 years ago, I'm like, why? Can't I speak my heart and mind? Well, you're going to start to see the rise of alternative websites that allow people the freedom of speech. You've already seen Rumble, okay? You've already seen Rumble, which allows people to really speak their heart and mind without censorship. Well, in 2023, you're going to start to see these websites start to surpass YouTube and other sites like that, because people are craving their freedom of speech. So you're going to start to see, that's the good news. More and more people leave these mainstream sites and go to other sites which allow them to speak freely without censorship. 2023 global predictions. 2023 global predictions. Yes, you might see a human being marry a robot. It's coming in 2023. Expect the weird, the bizarre, the crazy. You're going to see it all in 2023. But also, the good news, you're going to start to see the twin flame reunion in 2023. More and more people are going to start coming together and making babies. Beautiful babies, right? Men and women are going to start to see themselves as complementary. Because right now, in this day and age, men and women are at war because they have forgotten their true roles. We are not here to fight each other. We're here to be complementary to each other. That realization is going to come out in 2023 like you've never seen it. Because, you see, what's happening is that men think they don't need women. Women think they don't need men. And that's why they're at war. Well, in 2023, it's the year of the twin flame reunion. Harmony will be restored between men and women, thank goodness. In 2023, you can expect that if you think it seems like time is just speeding up right now, in 2023, it's going to be like, as soon as you wake up, the day is over. Time is going to feel like it's accelerating, it's accelerating, it's accelerating, because we are entering the quickening, what the ancients taught us. And that's the reason why when you remind yourself, you have to make sure you're moving into your purpose every single day. Because TikTok, they're telling you, TikTok, your time is running out, time is speeding up. But if you go within, you realize there is no time. In 2023, more and more people are going to start to be, they're going to start to opt out of this society. A normal life is boring. A normal life is boring. In 2023, a lot of people are going to start to be living their best life. They're going to start to live their best life and realize they've all been lied to. A normal life is boring. I came here to live my truth, not live your lie. Ooh, I like that. I said, I came here to live my truth and not your lie. You're going to start to see more of that in 2023. In my mind, it is the year of liberation where the hidden comes to light. And that's why I'm just saying, hit that like button, deep dive as I went in. Hit that like button right now and share the video. Hit that like button and share the video. You want me to go live? Say, go live, bro. And that's why I'm just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Trying to get a hello. Oh, we brought the power of nature this time, deep divers, with us. Let's breathe. Woo! Breathing in that grass, prana, baby. Go and get the best-selling, the number one best-selling book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. Also, go and get the Good Ass Prana shirt at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. Deep divers, they tried to bury us. They forgot we were thieves. Expect so much in 2023, in 2024, in 2030. Expect so much as time moves on. Simply because we are approaching the age of Aquarius. And this means we are in a whole new age. That means a whole new world. It's a choice. It can be a world of freedom or a world of slavery. That choice I leave up to you. I love all of you, deep divers. Peace.
Royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Motivational Classroom. I'm your host, Haruda 7 Oracle. And believe it or not, guys, this one I have had on the calendar for almost a year. And you guys know there's no strangers to ear. Motivational Classroom is where we sit on the couch, we learn together, we grow together. I have been saving this one for a year, this particular lecture, KT Arch degree, I believe. And, you know, shout out to my brothers who are spreading knowledge and doing their own thing on their own channels. I will have the link for you guys to go and subscribe to the channel after the podcast has completed. But KT Arch degree, guys, and the title of this one is, I think he was talking about Spider-Man. The Spider-Man Matrix Decoded, end of the year. This was done 11 months ago. But even though he's talking about somebody, you know, somewhere, why do we yawn? I've always wondered, you know, why the fuck do we yawn? You know, and if you guys have noticed, it's like an energy transfer or energy something that goes on when we yawn. So I don't know if this is going to have anything to do with anything today, but it's a motivational classroom that was, again, on the records to do. And let's see what happens, and let's see what we get out of it, guys. Again, I have not listened. I have not listened to this, and so I'm growing with you guys. But the Spider-Man Matrix Decoded, end of the year, KT Arch, the Arch degree. I'm sure many of you guys have heard of him in the spiritual community, excuse me. But let's see what this is about, guys, and I'll be back to discuss, pause, anything like that, and most of all, I'll be back to close out. All right, guys.
All right. I can't get in charge like I want to. Let's see who's in the building. Oh, we got somebody up in here.
Let's see.
Oh, snap. I see y'all. What's up? Peace. What's going on, y'all? Hello. My afro looking like an afro. That's a little crooked. What's up? Can y'all see me? Can y'all hear me? How do I sound? How do I look? How do I sound? How do I look? How do I sound? How do I look? Peace and love. Okay, there we go. Thank you, sir. What's going on, people? It's been a minute. It's always been a minute. Every time I come on here, I'm always saying that, right? Oh, that's because a brother be busy. A brother be busy. Yeah, a lot of big things happening. A lot of stuff going on. Got a lot of announcements to make, a lot of things to talk about. I finally had an opportunity to watch a couple movies, which I haven't been able to do, which I know y'all like, what, the movie guy? But yeah, it's been like that. How was y'all, whatever y'all celebrate, how was your Moja, your Hanukkah, your X-Mas, you know what I'm saying, your solstice, whatever you celebrate, how was your time of reflection, your time with family? How's everybody feeling? How's everybody's well-being? How is everyone's mind state today? Aw, thank you very much. Yeah, let me come through with the smooth sounds, the KT, the Arch Degree, talk to the people in the community today. I want to know how everyone's feeling, how everyone's doing. Are you okay? I want you to look to your neighbor and say, are you okay? Because if you're not, I'm here for you, baby. That's how you got to feel. What's going on? Okay, everybody said they doing good, feeling good. That's what's up, that's what's up. I sang. Season locks me vibes. I see. But yeah, I'm up in a place to be. It's been a minute since I came on here to talk to y'all. We're going to talk about health. We're going to always talk about health. We're going to talk about Spider-Man. We're going to talk about The Matrix a little bit. We're going to talk about this blowout sale. Super duper blowout sale. Yeah, I just did it. I didn't announce it. I didn't put the thing on Instagram. I didn't put no notices up. I just did it. So if you go to Soionic Botanicals, you're going to see some surprises and gems. I drop things like all the way down. Like there's prices you ain't never seen before on there right now. I'm just trying to tell you. You know what I mean? It's a little in the cut sale. I called it the 21 and done. You know what I'm saying? Because it's time for that double deuce now. Double deuces. You know? So yeah, let's talk about something. Oh, what's up? How you doing, Mr. Irvin? What's going on? Mr. Al Cubalone in the building. So yeah, there's a lot happening. There's a lot going on right now. People need help right now. Omarion is in the streets. Yo, what's up with Omarion? Big shout out to Omarion. What you doing out here, man? They messing with your name, brother. He's a good stand-up dude, man. Healthy cat. What they? Why they gotta throw your name all out in the dirt like that? You know what I'm saying? And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? You know they whipped out a new Transformer. Well, Transformer Loki variant out here, and you know people are not buying it. People not buying it. So, you know, I mean, I could come on here and I could tell you what to do. I could say all types of things. I'm not here to prescribe, subscribe, anything, just describe certain things. I'm not here to tell people how to heal and cure and fix. No, I just, you know, I talk about articles. I have thought experiments. I have my own opinions on things that I express, you know. And then there's other people that share to say also, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, man, all because of Omarion, man. You know what I'm saying? From Y2K to B2K to nah. But nah, on a serious note. I changed my tune, you know what I'm saying? Vitamin D is still very, very important, you know, very, very important. And in vitamin D, you have to understand the whole vitamin D family, you know, because there's not just vitamin D. There's vitamin D, there's vitamin D2, there's vitamin D3, there's lumisterol. That's a whole nother sector of the universe right there. When you get the lumisterol with the You got the reversible exchange, molecular transformations of vitamin D into other forms and back. It's a whole solar equation. It's a whole, like, illuminated algorithm. You know what I'm saying? A photo algorithm, however you want to put it. Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you. Hit that like button. All right, so let's talk. You have to get sun. Sun is very important. I know y'all seeing all the clouds in the sky, all the tic-tac-toeing going on in the sky, trying to mess with the sunshine, you know, frequencies. For those of y'all that are in temperate regions right now, I know you have noticed the mild, and I do mean mild. It's really an understatement. Winter so far, it's been 70 degrees for me. Yeah, and it's about to be New Year's. You know what I'm saying? Is that global warming? No, that's not global warming. That's microwaves. You know what I'm saying? It's going to heat things up, you know. Electromagnetic frequencies manipulate the environment because this is the field that we live in. We have to keep that in mind. We have to keep that in mind, you know, in these holidays. I spoke about it before it all went off. You know, we started off with the sugar rush with the Halloween, right, in October, and we had Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loaded up then, right? And now we're rolling into Christmas. Not rolling into Christmas, rolling into New Year's, just past Christmas. And New Year's dealing with the alcohol increase. So just look at all the things that you're imparting to your body or your family or the people that you resonate with, because bioresonance is a thing. You know, morphogenetic resonance is a thing. You know what I'm saying? I need y'all to do something for me, okay? I got 108 people here, people all in the chat. This is what I want you to do. I want you to tell me and explain to me the exact mechanism that is responsible for two things. One would be yawning, another one would be hysterical laughter. We're going to start with the yawning, okay? Why, when you're somewhere in the proximity of, or even over the phone, looking at somebody, but somehow you're in the area of another individual and the person yawns, and what do? You yawn as well. Why does that happen? Can you explain to me why when I'm yawning, y'all? And then you, everybody just cross the room. You know, but what I want to know is, what wire is connecting me to you that allows the yawning to take place? You know what? I got an even better question. What is the germ? What is the microbe, right, that I'm, like, releasing that allows you to start, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the only way people could get sick is obviously if there's some germ going from one person to another, right? That's the only way to take place. Because, you know, when yawning, it gets transferred all over the place, so it has to be a germ. Because it couldn't be another way. Because when it goes, people get infected, it doesn't apply there, right? You know what I thought about that? Like, okay, so if I could be in a room with a bunch of people and I yawn and they yawn. And if I asked one of y'all, hey, what germ or bacteria or microbe, what is doing that? You're going to look at me like I'm crazy. You know, fungus, viral infection, germ thing have to do with yawning? Nothing at all. Oh. So you tell me there's a way that stuff can get transferred between people without there being some type of pathogenic microbe involved? Is that what you're saying? That's interesting. So we can yawn. So the other thing I talked about was laughter. You know, people, you're walking alone and everybody's just rolling and you come in and you're like, you know, these folks are crazy. Like, what's going on in here? First you're like looking in bewilderment, like, what's going on? Why y'all? And then you're in there laughing too. What is that? What is the laughing virus? Huh? Hysteriopsis? Hysteriopsis slapneotide? Is that what it's called? Hysteriopsis slapneotide. That's the, you know what I'm saying? That's the organism that gets transferred because people have hysterical laughter across the room from one another or through a television. Just saying, man. And it doesn't have to be a joke. I'm not talking about prestige, like, you know, you set the joke up in comedy and somebody laughs. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about literally somebody's laughing, you hear them laughing, you see them laughing, you're confused why everyone else is laughing, and all of a sudden you start laughing too, even though there was no joke. What was funny?
You know, as I'm listening to this, it's energy. You know what I mean? A lot of this shit is energy. And the yawning, I'm so interested to hear what he got to say about that, but the laughing I know is energy because I do that a lot. But interesting, okay.
So we can see this when we're tired and we're yawning. We can see this when we're happy and we're laughing, but we can't see this when we're depressed and fearful and full of anxiety. It is a unified anxiety that everybody's sharing. You know what I'm saying? The one title that I left out of this title is Dope Sick. You know what I mean? Has anybody seen Dope Sick yet? Oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying? They went all the way in on there. But if you watch the series Dope Sick with Michael Keaton, with Batman, with none other than the Sycamore Tribe man himself, you know what I mean, full of all of the necrosis, but Beetlejuice, you know. And when I started this whole thing 2 years ago in January on my live, on my Patreon, you know, and I talked about the year of the rat coming in and everything going on and what y'all look out for, I talked about Beetlejuice. I talked about it in terms of the star. I talked about it in terms of the movie. I talked about it in terms of Mike Keaton. This is before this series was at least announced. Maybe it would be filmed at the time. I don't know. But if you watch this series and you replace opiates with anything, it's the same story. You see, and the whole opiate situation is amazing because, you know, based on the fact that we are not getting the sunlight we need and we're not outside, you know, we're not producing the necessary endorphins, the palm seed, the girl opium, melanocortin, the endorphins, feel-good hormones, you know, our sympathetic nervous system isn't getting massaged like it needs to, you see? So people are craving opioids because you're not producing a sufficient amount of them. You have to do that to be here. So people are getting them in an artificial fashion, an opiate form. And they went one better. It was like, oh, man, how can we get around them taking a pill? How can we get around that? How about if we, what if we just like things just are just accepted in the body without you having to eat them? You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh man, what about sound? And what about what I see? What about vision? Smell. Yeah, those are other ways to bypass things. So visually, through color frequency, through optics, manipulation start taking place. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to pay attention to what you're feeding your mind. And your mind is in your brain. Brain is an organ. Mind is a field, so to speak. You know, a unison of the sentience of all that is you in wave and collapse wave form, meaning both here nor there. You see what I'm saying? That kind of duality that makes you up, you know? So, yeah, man, we here to, I'm just trying to give y'all a little critical thinking and things like that, things to do. You know, you can do the same things, man. You know what I mean? The citrus peels, the necessary aromatics, you know what I mean? Essential oils and terpenes. You know, all of these things are going to assist in you healing, you know, but nothing is going to help you before your thought process and your thinking and your mind. You know, it's very important that you think a certain way. All right, so I don't know if y'all have my website now. I'm gonna put it up here while I'm talking all this stuff. So, there you go. All right. So yeah. And it's funny because it's like they talked about this in Matrix. You know what I'm saying? Which we knew it wasn't going to be no original. What this was actually the ending of the trilogy that's not connected to the original Matrix, because the Matrix don't got no sequels. I don't know if y'all know that. Like, I ain't about to play with nobody on this. The Matrix is its own film. It was its own pocket of reality. It has not been replicated. It just can't done, you know, unless Sophia Stewart is taking the reins, you know what I'm sorry. But Reloaded, Revolutions, that was a whole different. They don't even got nothing to do with another. And this movie is actually the third installment of those two. That's how I see it. So this is them completing that trilogy. There's a lot of pros and cons of this film, like in terms of how I felt about it. You know what I mean? I liked it. You know what I mean? The dialogue more than, it was just weird. It's just weird to express, like, truly, like, what you thought. Because, like, you really just want to say it's trash. Like, that is, like, that's like a, you know what I'm saying? That's like relief off the chest. You know, like, oh, man, that shit's trash. Like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? But the reality is that it was deep. It was a lot of great elements in there. I don't want to just throw it in the trash like that. Like, it was some dope stuff going on up in there. You know what I'm saying? So, things that I didn't like about it was the fact that it was, 2 hours and 29 minutes. About 30 minutes of that was flashback time. all the original Matrixes, they just kept showing little scenes. You know what I'm saying? They had Homeboy as the 70s Morpheus Agent Smith algorithm hybrid script. It's so weird. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the stuff that they did. But from what I really understood about the film, if I could just, you know, take away, you know, what really mattered in there, the enemy was obviously, you know, these tech giants and social media, the algorithms that are behind all of these particular technologies, you know what I mean, that is data mining and taking your information and profiling and compiling data points and personalities and characteristics and things of that nature. That's who the analyst is, because anything that's said now, 2 seconds later, there's a fact checker popping up, and it's like they fact checking everything that lets me know the thing must be true, or else you wouldn't have to fact check it. It would fact check itself if it was wrong. You see what I'm saying? So these analysts, you know what I mean, are out here. And that's all we deal with. Oh, we have this analyst for this and analyst for that. And why is analyst the enemy? Because common sense don't matter no more. You see what I'm saying? You can't have your own thought, your own common sense, and figure out a thing for yourself. Because if you do, when it goes against the status quo, then they give you the analyst. Well, the analyst said that it was this, that, and the third. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, that's why he had the blue glasses. That's why it's the blue pills. It's blue because the blue frequency is the toxicity to your melatonin, which is the gas, which is the gear, allow the proper time tuning of your circadian rhythm. And you're not able to have proper circadian rhythm without the proper melatonin. And the melatonin comes from the balance of light and day and the exchange that you have in the real world, not in the matrix, you know? So in this movie, we're seeing what it is for what it is. And now the matrix is carried everywhere through you. That's why they don't have to jump on phones no more. They go straight through a mirror. Why? What the hell do you think your screen is? That is the mirror. That's the looking glass. Alice, if y'all did not know that, that is the looking glass. You see what I'm saying? So jumping through, being able to jump through the portals and everything like that now. You know what I mean? And it's like, everybody knows that they have an opportunity to be free, but they're choosing to be in the matrix. That's what this is all about. And him going through the same type of like withdrawal symptoms as those that would be taking heroin or oxycodone and the rest of these other narcotics that are out here that are legal. You know what I'm saying? And he's a gamer now. You know what I mean? So, you know, conclusion I came to was that the Matrix movie was just a very expensive commercial for the video game on PlayStation 5 by Unreal Engine. I'm just going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Because that's getting everybody into the Matrix is, you know, getting into this Oculus and this augmented reality and everything like that. Remember, that's why the Merovingian was in there, because the Merovingian represented the whole genetic, the GMO aspect of it all, putting it through the food and manipulating you and your emotions and how you feel through the food. This is why when we saw Jada Pinkett, look at what Jada Pinkett was on. You know what I'm saying? She was Zion Fell, so they had the new spot. You know what I'm saying? The new spot, and then you had, what's her name? Auntie Rachel from Family Matters. You know what I'm saying? Who was working with an agent from the Matrix who, you know, they figured out how to cross over and now be in our world, right, through nanobots, through nanotechnology. Oh, that's very interesting. So you're telling me things that you're usually protected from that can't come in this world, they're able to come in this world by way of the nanotechnology. Oh, and you can, and then you can interact with them. Oh, so you know what I'm saying? So if I put it inside of me, then that means that's a way for that world to actually get in my body now. And now I'm an avatar. Oh, wow. It's a video game. Oh, so that's what Neo, that's why he was creating the game, because that's what's happening here. So out of all things, a strawberry, we all know a strawberry represents that Stargate, represents that vagina, that vagina, that boom, you know? It's red, it's juicy, you cut it, it's got the same shape, and then it's covered in seed. You know what I'm saying? Juicy, luscious, succulent. You know what it stands for. You know what I'm saying? It's a berry. And they said Zion could never make anything like this. So two women came together with the assistance of an augmented male to create a strawberry. A genetically altered strawberry. That kind of sounds like something else happening right now in our society. You know what I mean? It was just, it was clear as day. You know what I mean? No offense. All offense. Whatever. So we got Jada Pinkett making strawberries with Auntie Rachel with no need of the sun or soil or anything no more. You know what I mean? Because you can get the frequency. You can get the frequency to come from the matrix and use nanotechnologies to create a body or form or husk for that entity to step into. Bet. And then that entity can then tell, whisper in my ear what needs to be done in order for me to generate life in this realm. Oh, yeah. Sounds like CRISPR to me. Yes, clustered, regularly interspaced palindromic repeats. Woo! CRISPR. All right, so we had that going on. And then, of course, the biggest thing is Neo and Trinity weren't even real people. Listen, I ain't saying spoiler warning, because if you're on a KT Arts degree page and you see me saying decoded next to titles, then you should know I'm about to go in there. You finally caught my live. Well, welcome. Yo, what's up? That jump crazy, dog. They weren't even real people. They built them up with nanotechnology and uploaded their consciousness into it, and then just kept having them, you know, replay this over and over and over again. That was wild. And what was the main thing? What was the main weapon in the movie? What was the most powerful thing in the movie? People might say, oh, man, Trinity was the one in this one. She was the one. She was fine. And it was like, yeah, it was a different perspective on this, but really what it was unity. It was, see, people always be like, is the black woman God? I'm like, nah, she's not. The family is, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it's through the unison of man and woman where creation takes place and the child is the representation of that creation. And then the two of you raise that child, and that child is raising you, and y'all raising each other, and that is the growth and expansion in the whole, like, undulation of a toric energy field taking place between everyone. You know what I'm saying? With that 3-4-5 piece, Pythagorean, just the whole exchange. You know what I'm saying? So, that's the God force. That's the God energy. So every time it was never Neo on his own. It was never Trinity on her own. It was always them together. You know what I'm saying? It's when the power came. And it was funny how they were shutting the both down because, you know, man represents the mind, the masculine, the upper body, upper strength, all that thing, fire, flame, you know, and then the woman represents the waters, the lower body, you know what I'm saying, the legs, transportation. So you saw Trinity was on the, I'm fixing motorbikes and building bikes and shit, and she's driving, you see what I'm saying? She's Sagittarian energy, transportation, thighs, motion, the female, you know what I'm saying, coming from the lower body energy, while he was getting hit with the gaming and creating, you know what I'm saying, and they was hitting him with the Atalafloxin, right? What is it? Anatolafloxin, I think it's called, like ontology, you know what I mean? Anatolafloxin, maybe that's what it is, Anatolafloxin. But it's on his little medicine bottle. That's what the blue pill that he takes. And that deals with the study of, like, existence, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, who am I and where am I from and is there God and who is God and what's my relationship with God, you know, all those questions, you know, and the metaphysical, you know what I mean, corners, you know what I mean, occultism and, you know, answering the who's who, you know, when you pop a shroom, what you feeling. So that medication was there to shut that down. It was an inhibitor. You see what I'm saying? It was an inhibitor to questioning existence and just kind of just staying with the status quo. So that's what he was getting hit with. Trinity was getting hit with a family that wasn't even really hers. So she was more caught up in being in that state than being in the state that she felt she really needed to be, which was with Neo. So the one was Neo and the one was Trinity. I mean, in the original Matrix, Neo had said he wasn't the one and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's the one together. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they come together, you know? So... And that's the ultimate in it. That's what they spend all their money doing. They say, they'd be like, listen, we keep y'all just close enough. I keep y'all just close enough. Not too close. I want y'all too close and shit. Y'all start dancing and gigging and having babies and thinking for yourselves again. Like, why would I want that? But just enough so y'all can long for one another and be sad and depressed and long for what was missed. And, you know, and then you're going to have to go get your pills to feel better from the depression that you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's terrible. Wouldn't like that. But yeah, real quick pause. Reason why I got the website up here, for those that just been joining in, thank y'all for joining in and listening. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to check this little Sophia Stewart thing in the chat in a second. Give me 1 second, yo. I'm doing a super sale right now, end of the year, end of the fiscal year. Y'all know what it is. Cleaning our house, you know what I'm saying? Just giving y'all a little break. I got some prices on the site I ain't had, never. I'm trying to tell you, there's some low prices on there. Go to the site, check it out. I got some good stuff. Some certain things got restocked and everything. Like, you never know what you might find. And what else? It's available now. I know usually I'll be giving y'all a time. I'll be saying it's tomorrow too. But no, I went ahead and did it first, and I'm announcing it, so it's actually there, you know. Oh, yeah, that Fido is everything, and y'all will not believe how much it is right now. That's right. All right, so what does brother say up here? Sophia Stewart told us the Matrix is sequel to the Terminator, and he was supposed to have showed him. Oh, yeah. Matrix and the Terminator are the same story. Sophia Stewart actually has a fourth Matrix movie that she wrote, and I think that's why this movie got done, because it was like she's working on something. Let's just get it out here. And, you know, it doesn't feel like the Matrix. It wasn't like, you know, when I walked out of the Matrix in April 1999, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was forever changed after watching that movie. Like, it blew my mind, the questions that it gave me. This one was more confirmation of bullshit that's already going on. It's like, yeah, we know this already. Can you give me something else? You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of weird stuff up in there. But then dialogue was serious. Dialogue was serious, and they told us everything. You know, the food thing was in there, the genetically modified foods. You know what I'm saying? And then, oh, of course, this is the whole thing. The fact that living with the machines is inevitable. Like, it ain't no one or the other. It ain't no good or no war, and y'all just going to live to y'all selves. No. In the Matrix, we coming together. Like, they was like little cartoon robots now, little stingrays and beetles and stuff, helping the humans. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yeah, you know what I mean? We can't keep being segregated. We got to integrate, and that's the only way we're going to survive, because when Neo sacrificed himself and the anomaly returned back to the source code, it provided, you know, all the answers, you know, and the machines was able to see that source code, which the system was hiding from it, and it was able to make its own decisions. Yeah, this is wild. And then the whole Agent Smith thing, his character was very weird. You know, it was strange, man. It was a strange film. It was just letting us know that, yo, we're in a simulation. Like, Neo and Trinity were actually the basis of the Matrix. They were the ones creating the Matrix at that point. Like, that's what that whole, I think they called it anomalium. Yeah, like anomaly. It's an anomalium. And the two of them were representing those two energies. You know what I'm saying? He even said it when they were sitting down. I don't know if y'all caught the Satan reference, but he said it. He said pH. He said, you know, acid, basis. He's a little acid, little base. You know what I'm saying? Mix y'all the right way. Get y'all close together, but not too close. That's chemistry. Like, that's a whole experiment he's speaking on right there. You know? But, yeah, somebody said they fell asleep. I get it. So, you know, that's a few points that took place in the Matrix. Is that everything? Of course not. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was just sad seeing Neo, just so sad, you know what I mean? And they had old girl, the daughter from the Mobile station, the Indian daughter, I forget her name, she grew up, and Now she took the place of the Oracle, because the Oracle was, oh, the Oracle was doing genetically modified foods too. But she was doing it like the natural way. But nah, because remember, in the original Matrix, she gave Neo that cookie and said, by the time you're done eating this, you know what I mean, everything's going to be fine. Da, da, da. Like, she gave him food, you know what I mean? And that's what altered him. When was there another food? It was another food scene. The Merovingian, as I mentioned before. So they keep showing you how the food is altering things as well. You know what I mean? So you got to be mindful of that. You got to be mindful of what you're eating. You got to be mindful of what you're thinking, what you're seeing, what you're getting involved in. You know, and the fact that, you know, you put that nano technology up inside the body, you open yourself to allowing walk-ins of energies to enter into Ivy, you know? Everybody keeps saying, Spider-Man, no way home. No way home. You going to talk about Spider-Man? I've been talking about Spider-Man the whole time. That's the problem with y'all. Don't rush me. If you just take the time and listen, maybe you'll hear it. Because this whole time, I'm talking about the fact that it went from the phone to the screen. What are we talking about? The internet. What is the internet? The World Wide Web. What is the World Wide Web? Anansi. Net. The net. The net is the actual spider deity. What are you talking about? Queen Luce. You know? You think these movies came out 4 or 5 days apart by coinkydink? What are the two mechanisms that you take to even engage in the Matrix, to either be caught up in the Matrix or to wake up in the real world and be your own thought process? It's either the red or the blue pill. Isn't those the colors of Spider-Man? Isn't that what he turned back into at the end of the movie? Aren't those his two colors, his flag? Yes. Spider-Man was deep. You know what I'm saying? Spider-Man was tough, man. That had to be one of the greatest comic book films ever made. That was well done. That's the type of thing a cat been waiting on, like, forever, like, since childhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was immaculate. They had a great budget. They had everything they needed, and they did it. You know what I'm saying? Spider-Man represents energy, okay? He represents the story. And remember, the stories is based on memory. This is why in Matrix it was called the Mnemosyne, because that's a deity in Greek that represents memory, you know what I mean, or remembering and thoughts. You see what I'm saying? And that's what it was all about. It's all about memory. Memory is stored, you know, in what? In the magnetic field. Why is that so important? Because the actual optical, like, physical anatomy of the magnetic field is that of a spider. A spider, an unseen spider, is the magnetic field. What can Spider-Man do? He can walk on walls. He can walk on ceilings. He can walk perpendicular to the plane. Magnetism. Hence, when you're a master of magnetism the way you are, where you're a student or a protege of Iron Man, where magnetism, which is a microbot of magnetism, so to speak, right? He represents this type of energy. Now, what's perpendicular to magnetism? What is the relation to magnetism? Electricity, okay? So this is why when you look on the emblem, the chest part of Spider-Man, you see the hexagon. You know what I mean? This is a diamond. I don't know what I'm doing right there, but the hexagon shape. This hexagon shape is an aromatic ring, a benzene ring. Benzene. Why is benzene important to Spider-Man? I don't know. That's just his uncle's name. That's just his middle name, Peter Benjamin Parker, right? But it's this aromatic ring that creates the aromatic ring current. All right, aromatic ring current, and it represents power, and it represents force, and it represents electricity. Hence why you got Electro up in there. Okay, the Lizard, all of these villains that he had to fight are all representations of him. Dr. Octopus, you know that. You know what I mean, in terms of the the actual numerology of it all, both of them being eight-legged creatures, you know, so to speak, but more where the octopus is a high predator. You know what I mean? As a spider's a high predator, it's really like a macrocosm and a microcosm of each other. You know what I mean? They're on the same axis. Then you got the reptilian brain with the reptile, you know, and the electrical component that exists inside of our in our collagen and our bone, because we're able to regenerate and rejuvenate through our pleural network. You know what I mean? We have a ancient archaic reptilian nervous system that allows us to regenerate ourselves. You know, and this comes from you can read a lot of this information in Robert Beck's book, where he talks about the different charges, the P and N node, or the semiconduction properties that are in, you know, our body, that's in our bone, that's in our tissue. You know what I mean? So showing the powers of the spider on all of these levels. You see what I'm saying? Spider-Man had to fight Green Goblin. Come on, man. We know who Green Goblin is now. Green Goblin is that movie monster you got. Everybody got Boogie Monster in them, you know what I'm saying? Somebody try you, your head turns around, you a whole other person, man. Norman Osborn was a beast in this movie, bro. Listen, Doctor Strange ain't had shit on the Green Goblin. I'm sorry. Homeboy was doing 1989 and 1993 wrestling moves on Peter Parker through 3-4 floors, body slamming his ass. I was loving it. I was like, go for it. Only time I felt a certain way is when they got Aunt May, boy. Aunt May, oof, that got me right there, man. I couldn't believe it had to get on me. But he ain't never had a Ben moment. He ain't never had a Ben moment in the MCU. I mean, he lost Tony, but everybody lost Tony. So it was like, yeah, we felt him, but think of everybody who really was affected by. So it wasn't that personal. You see what I'm saying? But Aunt May, though, bro, come on, the one that gives back to the community. You know, they alluded to Anansi and its history and the fact that, you know, Spider-Man comes from indigenous melanated origins. You know, they did this exchange between the Amazing Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield, and Jamie Foxx's Max Dillon character as Electro. He was like, man, I thought you was black. He was like, you know, you by yourself, you know, I took care of your auntie, you know what I mean? You was in the hood, you just take care of the community and stuff. I thought you was a brother. He was like, man, I know somewhere out there got to be a black Spider-Man, right? So, it's his Miles Morales. That was real dope. But, you know, Spider-Man comes from Anansi the Spider, even his name, Patah, you know what I mean? Patah Parker. You know, all of that comes from a indigenous, rich cultural heritage. And the whole concept of Anansi the Spider is the fact that he owns all the stories. You know, I'm not sure if any of y'all have... Not Norman Osiris, y'all going in. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I've been waiting on that because my mama wants to see it, and I told her I was going to take it. So when I see James Bond, I might do a decoded with Mama Pill. How about that? Mama Pill, KT the Arch degree, James Bond, decoded. Y'all here for that? But yeah, red, blue, and green. Oh, yeah, that's deep. That's deep. So, Anansi, you know, he won all the stories from God, from Inyame, the sky god, you know, because he was being a trickster and all that. So he did a wager with God, and he ended up, you know, bringing back what he needed to do. So God awarded him what he asked when he asked for all the stories of the world. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's rich. Think about it. That's what is all the money right now, is intellectual property and content, ideas, stories. What was the Matrix really about? I left out one of the most important scenes where they were sitting around discussing how they were going to do this next video game slash movie, and they were showing you that all they do is recycle the same ideas over and over again because they don't got nothing new on the sun. Well, Spider-Man has old stories. This is why Spider-Man made $1 billion. The Matrix didn't make no $1 billion. The Matrix did do what they wanted to do, and that was revolutionize gaming. And they did with the Matrix video game that they debuted on PlayStation 5 through using the Unreal Engine. I don't know if y'all seen the graphics on this, but anybody who don't know what I'm talking about, type in Matrix video game PlayStation 5 demo walkthrough. So you can actually see the game playing too, what I'm talking about. And it's a whole, it's letting you know where Metaverse, what the Metaverse is for. That's so, you know, when you plug in, you're going to be in a place like that, you know, and that's just like the rendition right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so Inyami awarded Anansi all of the stories. And the stories represent what? What is a story? A story is based on what individuals go through, and they retell the reenactment and the experience, which means it's memory, as I started this off with, mem, the waters, right? In Aquarian age, the water bearer, right? Technology, it's all about how much memory storage capacity. Can you shrink it down on some PEM particle stuff? You know what I'm saying? By Spider-Man owning all of the stories, he got all of the money. That's like Disney. You see what I'm saying? Disney got all the stories. They own Fox. They own Marvel. They own Star Wars. They own everything. You see what I'm saying? So Spider-Man is a personification of that. He's character expression of that. He owns all the stories. Think about all the stories we saw in Spider-Man. It was the multiverse one. So we got to see the Sam Raimi Spider-Man. We got to see the Sony Andrew Garfield Amazing Spider-Man. We got to see the MCU Sony hybrid Tom Holland Spider-Man. And we got to see villains from both universes, no, from all three universes actually co-mingling together. You know what I'm saying? With mirror universes and all types of other stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? And Mysterio was mentioned, Rhino was mentioned, you know, and when New York started cracking up, you know, it was deep. Let me show y'all something while I got y'all here, since y'all hanging with me. For all y'all that's on right now, let me get y'all to hit some thumbs up. Get some thumbs up. And go to soyanabotanicals.com. We have an amazing sale going on right now. If you don't believe me, go there and look at some of the prices. I dropped them down. That's only going to be for the end of the year, and then it's going back. You know, I want to do aromantic green current because I want y'all to understand that we create our own self-sustaining devices, man. Like, you know, because we're plugged into a system, and a system is our environment, you know. Yeah, this is what I want right here. All right. All right. Let's share. All right, so that is the aromatic ring current, okay? So let me explain what you're looking at, okay? I need to just see something. Y'all want to know about Spider-Man. Okay, I'll put it back up there. All right, let me do this right now. Okay, now, like I was saying, Spider-Man's logo is the hexagon with the aromatic ring emerging. I need to show y'all that picture as well, because that will help. Help you see what I mean, Tom. Let me just do aromatic ring. Pull this up real quick. I need a white background, though. Bear with me, y'all. I didn't know I was about to do all this. All right, you got that right there. And then let me just get this Spidey logo. So you can see what I'm talking about. All right, boom, boom, boom. Let's see. Share. All right, so this is the Spider-Man sign, okay? This is the logo, right? So you see the hexagon in the center, and you see it's what something is emerging from the cube. Something is emerging from the black carbon, okay? That's what melanin does, okay? We ain't about to go there with it, though. And then the legs represents resonance. This is the energy field resonating from this particular ring current. All right, now let me show you the ring. All right, so this is a benzene ring. You see in the green, the lines represents double bonds. Every point of this hexagon is carbon. All right, so you're looking at six carbon atoms that have formed a ring. They're holding hands, ring around Rosie, okay, pocket full of hosie, right? And everywhere they hold a hand at is actually where carbon is. And when you see those lines, there's double bonds in between those particular carbons. Now, since they fluctuate the double bonds. The double bonds are sometimes in the position that you see, and then they switch to the actual spaces where you don't see those double bonds at. So you see how there's a line, then a space, then a line, then a space, line, space, line, space, line, space, line. Well, it'll switch, and the line will be here, and this will be blank, and the line will be here, so it'll flip back and forth, and it'll flip back and forth so much that it will create a whole Ouroboros. They'll create a whole circle. So that Spider-Man sign ain't nothing but this ring current that is emerging, right, from the plane, okay, from the plane of inertia, from the plane coming out. And then what you end up having then is the ring current, which I'm about to show you now, which I had up before. Right here, boom, okay? But now you're looking at the hexagon is laying down. It's flat, okay, like a tabletop, all right? And through the center of the table, and a magnetic field is induced. Now, what's real interesting about the aromatic ring current is that the induced field reinforces the external field, okay? And this process is called deshielding, okay? So the magnetic field that's getting induced by this aromatic ring current is also reinforcing the external field as well. It's creating this whole system, this whole self-sustaining system. And the process of this is called deshielding. Now, why is that important? That was climax of the movie, wasn't it? When Green Goblin came. The whole damn Captain America shield fell off the Lady Liberty and dropped, and then they fought inside of the Taurus. They fought in it, deshielded. I'm just saying. Now, why Statue of Liberty? Statue of Liberty is copper. Huh? The Statue of Liberty is copper, and copper represents conduction, conduction of electricity. There we go again. Why we got sand? Because sand is quartz. And what is quartz? Quartz is piezoelectric. It also represents time. And what is the two mechanisms that was in this movie? You got Doctor Strange. You got Spider-Man. You're talking about magnetism. You're talking about the Agamotto. You're definitely talking about time. Because when you manipulate in time, like how the analyst was doing in The Matrix to Neo, it was like, we need new bullet time, right? So we are dealing with a whole ritual taking place in New York, you know what I'm saying, with the Statue of Liberty being copper, you know what I mean? And the aspect of this emblem. Now, at the end of the movie, he changed it, you know what I mean? He has a new logo now because he's embodying this kind of a unification of the multiverse that he went through because he met, you know, the other Spider-Mans and everything like that. And each Spider-Man represents a particular energy in themselves, you know. The Amazing Spider-Man got his swag, Toby got his, you know. You know what was deep? When they all were sitting around and they found out Toby got the natural, they was like, hold on, son, like, you shooting webs? Like where they coming from? But that's that original. You see what I'm saying? Like, they couldn't even imagine that that was an option that they were. What you have a Spider-Man that don't run out of webbing? Oh, you know what I'm saying? So. Now, I didn't forget Sandman. Like I said, Sandman is piezoelectric, okay? Piezoelectric, that's how our bones work. You see what I'm saying? Mechanical pressure creates power. That's why Sandman, he goes through stress, you know? And remember, he's kind of there to help Spider-Man out. They always been cool, you know, him and, what's his name? Not Max Dillon. Max Dillon is Electro, and he is I can't even remember his name right now. Sandman's, but Daredevil represents the bull energy. He's a bull. He's Taurian. That's why he got the horn that he's red, and it's the fighting and the blood and everything like that. You know what I mean? And then, of course, it has the Libra energy in there because of the whole justice aspect of it all. But, you know, but Osborne, Oz gold, Oscorp, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a Scorpio. Like, Green Goblin is Scorpio energy. He's hands down. Like, he's a Scorpio. That Scorpio energy right there, you know what I mean? Powerful. You got the big corporation, everything like that. Corporate, Oscorp. But he got that, he got that little issue right there. And then the death, he was the one that brought the death with him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Norman Osborn, William DeFoto, man. He ain't no joke. He ain't no joke. Flynn Marco, that's my man. Flynn Marco sound like a, definitely sound like a henchman for the mob right there. So let me get back to the point. So Spider-Man represents energy, electricity, and power. You know, the whole movie was about memory because why did he go to Doctor Strange in the first place? Because he was like, I want folks to forget, you know, that I'm Peter Parker. And then he realized that people close to him was going to forget him, and then he remembered, it dawned on him how powerful memory is, what it really serves for. It's like, it's what makes you what? It's your connections. It's your family. It's your love. It's your life. You know what I mean? You can't just be wiping people's memory, and that's what this experience in the world that we're dealing with right now, as we deal with these phones, as we deal with these frequencies, as we deal with these environments of pollution and toxicity, and we deal with these chemtrails, and we deal with all of this stuff and these mandates and everything else that they're trying to force on everybody, that's the same thing. Causing a problem in people's minds to be able to store information, because if you're going through pain all your life, you don't even remember that stuff. So you be like, I just want to let this go. I just want to forget about it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, no. No forgetting. But yeah, man, this is the aromatic green current right here. You know what I'm saying? This is what's done with binding rings. You have three amino acids that are responsible for this, and this is your phenylalanine, your tyrosine, and your tryptophan. You see what I'm saying? Histidine is actually a form of aromatic amino acid as well, but really these are the main ones. These three right here, the ones that really matter, and they deal with photon exchange. When you have an aromatic ring, they're able to trap ultraviolet energy. They're able to trap light. What was Spider-Man's role in the movie? He had to trap light. You had light frequencies that was coming in from other dimensions, right, that was connected to his name, who he was, his soul, his fire, and he had to capture, like Ghostbusters, he had to trap light in those little segments. And and I think it was like a hexagram. I mean, it wasn't six villains, because it's usually the Sinister Six, but the way that thing was shaped up, it was shaped like a hexagon, too. You know, and you know, Marvel uses hexagons all the time. Best way to conserve space. So he was the photon trap, trapping light, trapping energy. You know what I'm saying? This is why when Dr. Strange pushed Peter Parker out of his body, Peter was still able to. Couldn't get the box. He couldn't get the cube from Spider-Man. He was still sensed because Spider-Man is the ether. He is the field. You see what I'm saying? So he gave Dr. Strange a run for his money. So much so that now there's going to be an evil Dr. Strange, Multiverse Madness. You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, Strange didn't think Spider-Man had it like that, but I'm like, dude, that's Spider-Man. That's Spider-Man, you know? Oh, well, yeah, all you got to do is email info@soionicbotanicals.com. Just so y'all know, sometimes info@soionicbotanicals.com. What y'all need to know also is that if y'all make a mistake with y'all address, if y'all forget to put an apartment number, y'all put the wrong zip code down, that slows your thing down all the way, and we got to reach out to y'all to get it right. And if y'all aren't responding, and it could be a number of things. So info@soionicbotanicals.com, as well as our phone number, is there just for that. People call every day, you know what I'm saying, for questions and concerns or to give us testimony and things of that nature. So, you know, make sure you where is it now? It's about to be floating away in a minute, but I'll put the Soionic Botanicals. Info@soionicbotanicals on email. You know. Oh, the address you mean. All right. Well, yeah. If you email and called already, hopefully you got a response. I would assume you did. And if you got a response, then they're going to let you know how long it's going to take. And it'll be as soon. Remember, we're dealing with the holiday season, you know, as well. So things are going to be how they are with the post office. But, yeah, that's what the website and the numbers are for. So when y'all come on here and y'all tell me things, only thing I'm going to do is give y'all the email or the number because I don't deal with that directly. You know, I have people that deal with that specifically so that you can get taken care of and, you know, remedied immediately, you know. But let's see. Yeah, the Vulture and the Scorpio. Yeah, I think we're going to see some of the Vulture and Morbius when that comes through. Scorpion is coming, but Scorpion energy is in Green Goblin all the way live. You know what I'm saying? You know, Elektra, she deals with Greek mythology and other stuff. But now I'm about to get into all that. Let me see. Oh, nice thing, Ms. Boyd. That's what's up. Yeah, because you, I know where you at, Ms. Boyd. You definitely, it's way long overdue for you to be somewhere tropical. But yeah, Spider-Man, was an amazing film. They got to the heart of the matter. It was well written. The villains was dope. You know what I mean? Dr. Octopus, how they interacted with one another. Jamie Foxx, I'm glad he got his makeover and ain't had him looking all dorky and nerdy like the original one. Yeah, everybody played their role. It was good. You know what I mean? They spent every dime of that $200 million to make that one, I bet. And it made $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? Because it's Spider-Man. I mean, he was my favorite superhero. Coming up as a kid, that was the first comic book I got and started collecting and was on because I could relate to his story. He was a scientist. You know what I'm saying? He thought a certain way, and he's the clueless. The hero, all the contortions of the body as he's being an acrobat through the sky and his power, it was crazy. But just to give insight on what our powers are, you know, he represents a certain aspect of our brain, which is the actual arachnoid space. You know, these are the sinuses that feed our brain. You see what I'm saying? We have a lot of what y'all don't know that you have a spider web over your brain. Okay, called the arachnoid. We have the arachnoid space. You know what I mean? And it's these little vessels that are responsible for feeding areas of your brain between the blood and the cerebrospinal fluid. It's amazing, you know? So, you know, it represents higher thought, higher consciousness, you know, sensory perception. You know, that's why he gets his spider sense. He knows things are going to happen before they happen, you know. It's amazing, you know. So that's some of my spill on Spider-Man. That's some of my spill on Matrix. You know what I'm saying? Daredevil energy was up in there. They brought him up in there real quick. You know what I mean? That was dope. They was doing that through the whole movie, though. They was just messing folks up, man, and stuff. Let me see. But did you see how Electro and Sandman was hanging together, right? Piezoelectricity, right? And then you had the reptile. He was to himself. It is a reptile. You're talking medulla oblongata, right? Reptilian brain, shapeshifters, and that whole thing. And then you had Dr. Octopus and Green Goblin. You see what I'm saying? And they were similar too, you know what I mean? Scientists with the two personalities, except, you know, he got freed from his goblin kind of at the very, very end after he did what he did. But, you know, Spider-Man was good, man. I'm definitely going to check it again. And I have to, you know, I have a whole visual presentation, everything like that. But, Snap, shout out to Larie. I'll make sure I say that. Thank you everyone who has been supporting my queen Larie and her video, Snap Twice. Her video, even though I assisted in the creation of the video, that is her work. Her song, her and her brother made that beat. You know, she's been doing some real good shows as of lately, growing as an artist. So we definitely appreciate all of the support. More videos to come. And, you know, my video is about to drop very, very soon. Got a lot more songs coming, getting into the artistic aspect of 2022, because that's what 2022 is all about. It's about being creative. Let's see. Go to soulionicbotanicals.com. Stop the screen. Put this camera back up. Go to soulionicbotanicals.com. I have a great sale going on right now. The vitamin D is there. Why do we need vitamin D? We need vitamin D because vitamin D levels get very low this time of the year. And while you're going through eating all of this processed stuff and not having the necessary light code in order to break this stuff down, detox, and get this stuff out, you got yourself a problem. A lot of your immune cells are covered with vitamin D receptors. They're waiting to be plugged in by vitamin D, but you're not producing enough. You're not creating enough. So, you know, we got the vitamin D for that specifically, vitamin D3, and it's vegan. We got the phyto omega-3, which is the green chlorophyll. This is that hope juice has all of the oxygen, you know what I'm saying? It's responsible, omega-3 is marine phytoplankton, which is responsible for 70% of the oxygen of the earth coming off the surface of the oceans, right? Phytomega-3 has a lot of oxygen in there, a lot of enzymes in there, superoxide dismutase, SOD, which is very important for, you know, taking care of those free radicals and the reactive oxygen species that are created in your mitochondria. Iodine, carotenoids, good pigments, helps with sleep, helps with kidneys and the renal system, cardiovascular system. Great amount of calcium in there for the bones. That nature helps with sleep, get your melatonin levels up, you know. All my tonics, you know, there's a few more Norvinos available that were sold out. I got a few more on there. Got Renalite on there, got Kamiani on there. And then I have more of the Dr. Sage Sacred Herbs up as well. Dumbo Limbo that was like, I was having this huge problem with, I was able to get that in. So those last of the people that was waiting forever for them, they went out. And then I have a little bit extra too. So I put those up. So we got the Dumbo Limbo back in. We got the Cucumeca. We got the Guaco. Perilla Oil's on sale. Histonic is on sale. C3 is on sale. Tanzanite moss is on sale. Let me see what else. Not everything, but majority of site. Great sale. Just go to the site. Check that thing out. Let's see. What else? Oh, yeah, the Dope Sick series. So, yeah, y'all have to check this show out with Michael Keaton, speaking of the vultures. You know what I mean? He was acting his chops off in that one. That was a great, great series. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Then once you get to the tropics, the Gumbo Limbo is going to be everywhere. But it's very, very good for blood, lungs, but as I spoke about it in my the Patreons that I was doing, I was saying how they it helps real well with herpes based on the studies, you know. So, you know, a lot of people are dealing with that, dealing with herpes and not even sleeping around. So how you not laying with people having sexual intercourse, but yet you're catching STDs? How you catch an STD without having sex? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like the opposite of the Virgin Mary, like Immaculate Conception, of an STD. I spoke on this before. You know, we got our virome, we got all the viruses inside of us already. You see what I'm saying? And it's circumstances and environment that can cause certain viruses to express themselves through our body. And we're dealing with a time right now when we're a little bit more anxious and in a state of fear than, you know, we've ever been. It's almost like an accepted Holocaust time right now. So everybody's scared shitless, but, you know, they're acting like they're having a good time and balling, you know, all the while. But even though you might give off the impression like you're not, you know, going through those things, like, your body is not pretending. So if I go on the surface and look at you biologically, I see that you are going through all of this stuff, you know, and that is an issue right now, you know. So people are stressed out and things are being expressed. And, you know, viruses react to electromagnetic stimuli all the time. It's very, very easy to get exosomes and genetic information to get transferred through the body strictly through radio frequencies, which is seen in, especially with cancer patients, you know what I'm saying, because they get hit with radiation, and then getting hit with radiation, they see the manipulation of the exosome system that exists inside of the body and all of the genetic information that gets shifted around the body because of that, you know. So you gotta be real careful out here in regards to the technology that you're using, especially the ratio that you have on the light that you're allowing into your system and on your body, in relation to the natural light that you should be getting through nature and the environment that you're in. Is the environment that you're living in conducive for you? Okay. If you're a monkey, why are you living in a cave on the ground? You know what I'm saying? You should be living in a tree. If you're a tiger, you should be living somewhere in the jungle. You should not be in the tundra. You see what I'm saying? If you're a mole, like, you shouldn't be living, you know what I'm saying, on a rock. Like, you should be, like, in soil. You should be somewhere there's soil and stuff. Moles don't live on clouds. Like, if you're a bird, you should have a nest. You see where I'm going with this? So you're supposed to have an environment that is, there's some type of consistency with your genetics. Say we talk about food gene consistency. I talk about hood gene consistency. How about that? Huh? You need some hood gene consistency. You know what I mean? Between you and the environment that you're in. So it's like, you know, we gotta do better. We gotta get better. And we can't get so caught up in what the TV is telling us with the with the looking glass telling us all the time. You know what I mean? You only confide in the looking glass. You don't listen to your gut. You don't look at nature. You know what I'm saying? You don't meditate. You're not going in. You know? You're only reading screens. You're not reading books. You know, pages don't have to have a backlight behind them. But for some reason, you know, all of these temples do. You know, which of my products have chlorophyll? Phyto-Omega-3 is the ultimate chlorophyll product. But guess what? C3 has chlorophyll too, because sea moss has chlorophyll. Why y'all don't know that? Mm-hmm. There's different types of chlorophyll. There's an A chlorophyll, a B chlorophyll. Yeah. Yep. Y'all up in here, though, man. I appreciate all of y'all's support. You know what I mean? I've been rocking with me. I've been going over an hour now. Let's see what else I can talk about. So let's see. I'm just going to pull something out of my book, my notes. Let's see what I got here. Nice little topic. It's always something. That Cucumec is something special, though. You know what I mean? If your blood level is low, your hemoglobin level is low, your iron is low, is what I'm trying to say. Your iron is low, your oxygen is low. You know, you're suffering from hypoxia. How's your libido doing? How are you in the bedroom, man and woman? You know what I mean? How's your cycle? You know what I mean? Is it real heavy? You know what I mean? How are your hormones right now? You know, how's your temperament? Cucumeca helps with all of those things, you know what I mean? But the iron, man, is so amazing. You do that with some sarsaparilla, boy, you're doing your thing. So I got to keep that Cucumeca. And then for the anxiety, that guaco helps with anxiety, stress, you know what I mean? Lifts the mood, and then it clears the lungs out. So necessary. Wow, that's wild. Let's see what we got here. So many notes, man. Oh, wow. Nah, that's going to take all day. Boy. Okay. Oh, yeah, I do have it in here. Mm-hmm. I know, right? I'm going through a whole thing over here, y'all. Oh. All right. So yeah. Get your glutathione levels up, get your zinc up. Astaxanthin is a real good carotenoid, so to speak. It's a real good carotenoid that comes from a red algae that's good. Quercetin, which you're going to find a lot of herbs, a lot of plants, especially in onions. Vitamin D3, milk thistle for them lungs, you know, that's the lamarin. Melatonin, as I spoke of before, you find a lot of melatonin in mulberry leaves. Selenium, all right? Those are some components you could put together. You know, that's some free little game right there. Free little game. People always ask me, "Was good for high blood pressure?" And I don't get it. I'm like, this is a question asked in every video. And it's like, ask yourself, like, okay, how do I fix high blood pressure? Well, before you fix anything, you need to know what you're dealing with. Okay. So you say blood pressure. All right, that's made up of two words, blood and pressure. The blood part is what? It's a mixture too. It's a liquid crystal. It's plasma, which is predominantly water with a bunch of water-based proteins suspended inside of it, right? And then you have red blood cells, right? Red blood cells, which are these modified cells of erythrocytes, which are pretty much wireless satellite dishes that are picking up sunlight and transmitting it to tissues and cells and organelles inside of your body. Now, that's the blood part of it. The pressure part of it has to deal with obviously mechanics that goes inside. Now you gotta ask yourself, what is pressure? Pressure is, you know, when force is exerted, usually from the outside going in, you know what I'm saying? And you know, bikes have pressure, right? How do you ride a bike? You ride a bike because bike's full of air, right? And you test the wheel by testing its pressure. It should have a certain pressure, you know, a certain PSI, you know, and when the air gets low, you start pumping it back up. And if you pump it too much, you give it too much pressure, it pops, right? But if the pressure's too low, you can't even ride the bike, right? Because it doesn't have enough pressure for the design that is built for it to actually function properly. That's real interesting. So too much pressure is high pressure and not enough pressure is low pressure. Okay, so blood pressure, what pressure are you even talking about? High blood pressure, okay. So then think about, you know, a tire. Think about a hose. Something that's flowing through the tube at an enormous amount that is just causing it to just be like crazy. So you got to figure out, okay, how do I lower the pressure? Well, with a hose, you turn the water down some, right? Yeah, you turn that down, it won't be as much pressure anymore. Okay. How about with a tire? Oh, okay, I'll let some of that air out, let some of that gas out. Okay. So how do I let pressure out with my blood? You got to do the same thing. How do you change the pressure in your blood? Well, we know if my blood pressure is high, that means it's like it's pumping, it's moving, it's like heart is beating, it's chug-a-lugging, bong, 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 bong. So it's like, okay, I'm trying to calm that down. How do I calm that down? Well, I know when I'm working out or I'm running or I'm doing anything that's real active that has my heart beat real fast, you know what I do? I just stop doing that. And then my heart don't beat as fast no more, and it starts to slow down, and my blood pressure goes down, right? So what if I'm not exercising? What if I'm just, like, standing and my blood pressure is high? Well, then I'll sit down. Yep, that will leave a lot of pressure. maybe I stop thinking about things that's causing me to produce chemicals that are released in my blood that increases pressure, like adrenaline. Maybe I like chill a little bit, stop being so scared and worried about if I got to do this, that, and the third. I can't see my family. I can't have my job. I can't nothing. I can't do nothing. I can't perform, right? That's going to create pressure. pressure is not no, like, physical thing that you could grab and touch, man. That thing is in your dimension and it's in your head. Stress is pressure, too. So, you know, you can't just ask me, what is your blood pressure? I don't know what you're going through. You might be doing everything right health-wise, but mentally, trash. You see what I'm saying? Spiritually, trash. Like, you'll be a number of things. But you need to sit down and ask yourself, okay, what in my life needs to calm the fuck down? That's how you drop your pressure, right there. You know what I'm saying? Now, other than that, that's why I have products on my site. You know what I'm saying? You should go to my website. You should get some items. You should watch some videos on some of my products. You know what I mean? You should increase your water. Because if you don't have enough water in your body and you're mainly oil, dry, and dusty, guess what? You're going to have increased blood pressure. You want to change that, you know? You want to change that. You want to change your environment. You want to change the things you're eating. You know what else increases blood pressure? Your light environment. You know what I'm saying? If I'm beaming you with a certain frequency of light, yeah, I could drive that blood pressure up. Matter of fact, sitting in front of the television screen, allowing that blue light toxicity to hit your blood late at night after the sun goes down and the skin is exposed, spikes your blood sugar, and you get diabetes off that. You catch diabetes from TV and your phone without eating no type of Twinkies. Yeah. That's right. Sickle cell. Got an herb right here. This is Alcornea cordifolia. Alcornea cordifolia. It's a whole big bag of this. This is for sickle cell. Okay. That's the sickle cell herb right there. Yeah, get some of that cucumeca, get some of that guaco, get some of that gumbo limbo, get some of that phyto, get some of that vitamin D, get some of that C3, get some of that perilla oil, get some of that tanzanite moss, get some of that rhenite, get some of that nervino, aminoglass, amiani, jugladine. Man, let me tell you something. I had a client a few years back. She's a video model, a music video model, one of the baddest. I ain't going to put her out there. She bad. I was helping her with a few things, hit her with the jugladine. She passed the parasite. That thing looked like a dragon in the toilet. She didn't look the same after that. She didn't look the same to me after that one. But nah, just to say that thing be kicking them on out, you know. And right now what we're dealing with is parasitic infections. This is why ivermectin has been so progressive, you know what I'm saying, with people in regards to medication, because it's actually a anti-parasite medication for like horses that can also be used for humans. Because you're dealing with a parasitic situation inside of the system right now. So, you know, I suggest, you know, people think about anti-parasitic regimens right about now. But, you know, in regards to my site, that's what my jugladine is, you know, jugladine. Let's see. Gotta give them the info, man. So, what else? Okay, so I'll just give y'all a little understanding of the blood real quick. I know I say this all the time, but there's always new people listening, so, and they need to know how things work. So when you breathe and you inhale, you know, you're pulling air inside your lungs, but, you know, only about 20-some% of the air you breathe in is oxygen. Most of it is nitrogen, okay? When this oxygen goes inside your lungs, it crosses a barrier, you know, into your cardiovascular system by way of capillaries. And it's pressure that does this. That's why pressure is so important in your body. Your pressure's off, you get real sick. You know, you're not going to be exchanging materials like you need to, waste and nutrients. So then, you know, the oxygen, they don't just go inside the blood. You know, you can't just dissolve, you know, oxygen inside the bloodstream like that. It needs to be carried. It's carried by a specific technology, a toroidal donut-shaped cell called an erythrocyte, you know as a red blood cell, that contains inside of it 350 million proteins that you know as hemoglobin. And each one of these hemoglobin can carry four molecular oxygens, which are two oxygens put together. So that's eight oxygens all together in a hemoglobin, and then you get 350 million of them in each one of these little ubers, these little blood ubers, corpuscles, okay? And they flow through 60,000 miles of blood vessels. The blood vessels have a negative charge on their surface due to sulfur. This is why sulfation is very important in your diet, through cysteine, you know, through the sun as well. The sun is a natural sulfating agent, you know. This is why in alchemy, through the three aspects of alchemy, sulfur, mercury, and salt, sulfur represents the sun, because the sun sulfates. It sulfates your vitamin D. It sulfates a lot of other things, and that helps fat-soluble things become aqueous in water, so it can travel through the system with a negative charge. And you need this universal negative charge inside, because it causes everything to repel. Pulsion is what allows things to flow through this ever-flowing life, of river of life that you have, that you call bloodstream, flowing through it. When you change the charge of these vessels, you know, through acidity, all right, through pathology, then now you have situations where negatively charged components can now attach to positively charged components. Now you have blood sticking to the wall and other aspects in the bloodstream sticking to the walls and red blood cells sticking to each other, and this causes clots, and this creates a blockade or a blockage. It inhibits the flow of blood and things into the system, you know? And you can get a stroke from something like that going on, you know what I mean? So you need to increase this negative charge. See, life isn't about a perfectly symmetrical balance of things. It's actually a irrational, imbalance, asymmetrical relationship. Our goal in living is to stay slightly more negative than positive. You see what I'm saying? And I mean that in terms of energy, not in terms of temperament. Though, you know, when you look at society, women do prefer men that have a rough edge on them, they have a little tough exterior, rather than just being sweet, kind, and nice. So positivity is good in commerce in regards to business, but in terms to true relations, and negativity is actually more valued. Isn't that something? But, you know, that's talking about it on a temperament scale. I'm talking about it on a energy and an electric, you know, type scale. And electricity is a negative charge. You know, it's negative energy that you're talking about here. And that's what we need more of. We need more negative ions. Our membranes are negative charge. Our vessels are, our red blood cells and everything like that. And then we have protons, hydrogen protons, and that is the positive charge. You see what I'm saying? The concentrations of these positive charges increasing creates what you would know as something being acidic, while increasing of the negative side of things increases what you know as alkaline. And acidity and alkalinity is nothing but two sides of the same coin, because redox is nothing more than financial exchange. It's the same thing as accounts receivable and accounts payable. It's the same thing as getting a check versus getting a bill. If you are if I'm paying you a check, then you're receiving funds, and those funds can be deposited in a bank, and you increase that. But then if there's, you know, something that I'm docking you and there's a bill I'm charging you, then you have to withdraw from said account and then pay out to me so that I can receive that, and now you're at a loss. And that's the difference between reduction and oxidation. Reduction is just you getting a check, and oxidation is you getting a bill. That's it. And that's the nature of the body. The body is about utility bills and paychecks. And the whole point of living, like in living life, do you just make enough money to make ends meet? No. You want to make billions of dollars. You want your money to greatly outweigh what your bills are, right? So that's what alkalinity is about. You see what I'm saying? That's it. Yes, restock. That's what the charge is all about. The charge is about making billions and trillions of dollars, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, so that you got all of this negative charge. So whatever bill pops up, you could take care of it. It ain't no problem. Matter of fact, you up there trying to figure out what bills can be created because you got enough money to handle that shit. That's it. Isn't that simple? You see what I'm saying? So you want to live your life accordingly, and don't just understand that checks don't just come in a paper form. The paper is just a receipt, really. You know what I mean? It's a transmitting utility. What is being transmitted? What is being transmitted is your essence and your energy through that paper. And the reason why I'm using paper is because paper is an insulator. You see what I'm saying? It becomes unchanged between the two parties that are exchanging the energy. That's what an insulator is inside a battery. It becomes unchanged between two terminals, positive and negative forces that are exchanging between one another. And that's what's going on. You feel me? So what do you think Spider-Man was about? Spider-Man was about the same thing. Energy's coming in. Dr. Strange's like, energy's got to go back. He was like, listen. Energies don't die, they just transform. So why don't we transform these energies? You see what I'm saying? So when they go back, you know what I mean, it could be better. And he's like, nah, man, is what it is, you know. So it was that whole thing going on. In Matrix, you already know there's an energy exchange going on, you know, with the positive negative forces that Trinity and Neo represent, you know what I mean? That coming together, that power, no type of artificial entity can mess with it because that is the authentic force of nature. Like, that's what it is. Nothing can get in its way. Y'all can cry, y'all can moan, y'all can say y'all want it to be this way and you don't understand me and this is how I am and accept this and hey, you can do all that all you want. You can create all of the great, powerful eyes you like. When the man and woman come together, and they're on the same accord, the God force comes through, and what you going to say to God? Huh? What you going to say? Let me know. What you going to say? Huh? What you going to say? Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? God is spoken for. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Symbiotes on Venom is a combination of melanin and mitochondria because mitochondria is our symbiote. It has its own genome, right? Provides us with energy, we provide it with oxygen. It influences our behavior in a good way and in negative ways. Melanin does the same thing. Melanin is a symbiote. It helps us. We provide it with light, right? We provide it for with a vessel in order for it to manifest in. Like, water needs a container. It needs a river to guide it. It needs a cup to hold it, you know. Yeah. It needs a system to create its little water cycle in. Same thing. And what does melanin do in response? It takes that light and it converts it and transforms it into different types of energy dynamics in our body to exacerbate and speed up chemical reactions in enzymatic processes, you know. So, you know, that's why Venom is never really bad. You know, he's not bad, but you know, if you're bad, you know, then he'll feed into that. He'll feed into that. I know you're like, oh, he ain't bad, he's eating people. I'm like, everybody's eating people, especially if you're out here eating the natural flavors. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know about the natural flavors? Y'all know about the natural flavors. Huh? Heck 293 spells? How many of y'all know about that? Heck 293. Heck 293 spells by Cinomax. Right? That's the name of the company. Let's see. I'm still on here. I'm going to get off here. Y'all got me on here. Cinomax. Cinomix. Yep. Here we go. Heck 293 cells. What are heck 293 cells? Human embryonic kidney 293 cells. Okay. Immortalized cell line derived from a spontaneously miscarried or aborted fetus of human embryonic kidney cells grown in tissue culture. Taken from a female fetus. All right? And what are they used for? They're used for taste receptors. Taste receptors, that's right. Because in the Matrix, Merovingian was, you know, he made the cake and said what he wanted the cake to do to a person. And they're able to put nanotechnology inside the food now to tell your taste bud what you're experiencing and what you're tasting. You know, so they got AI food additives now. You know, so that's the problem that I have with the plant-based meat, because plant-based has gone from the definition of it being based on phytomatter in plants, you know, greenery, chlorophyll containing leaf structures with stems and flowers and roots and stuff, to plant-based, like based from a plant, like manufacturing plant. So when you see plant-based, you know what I mean? It don't always mean it's from a actual natural plant that's growing from the earth. It could mean that it's processed and produced in a plant, because you play with words like that. You know what I'm saying? So you got these fake meats. You know the two ones right now. Now, one I was a little bit more prone to than the other, because one of them wasn't dealing with the CRISPR technology, wasn't using soy, you know, it wasn't just modified, but it got the natural flavors in there. And unfortunately, when you deal with these natural flavors, most times it contains the 293 cells within those natural flavors, which means that if you're eating a veggie burger that's plant-based, you might be eating people burgers, soil and green. I'm gonna say that again. If you're eating a veggie burger, a plant-based burger, and you read the ingredients and it looks like it's all plants, but then you see that little obscure natural flavors up in there. Look that natural flavors up, because lots of times natural flavors contain heck 293 cells, which are human embryonic kidney cells from aborted fetuses. And if you're eating that burger, then you're eating them cells. And if you're eating them cells, those are human-derived cells. Bunch of cells is a tissue, bunch of tissues is a system. You eating human tissue, you eating human tissue. Don't matter if you got wrapped around, flipped around, and it tastes like a Whopper or not. Hey, man, I'm just a messenger. So check that out. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be real cautious, you know? And, you know, anytime that the same person that's pushing this whole thing on everybody, right, that same guy, you know, that the Xbox guy, that guy, you know what I'm saying? He also is invested in all of this plant-based meat stuff. So I ain't going to be like, oh, yeah, he's super diabolical over here. Oh, but he's trying to do right over here, though. Like, he don't care about nobody's life, nobody's soul, and he's just snatching everybody's spirit over here, but he's trying to pay his sins over here, though. Can't do that. You can't ride that fence, boy. It's either one or the other. You know, so you just got to stick to that stuff you can see, you can recognize. You know what I mean? And my thing is this, is if that difficult to replicate me and you just can't, like, figure it out, then just go back and eat meat or just eat it. Because I'm trying to tell you, like, going to a real farm and eating a real chicken, real egg, real beef, real any of that is way better than eating any of these plant-based meats. That's how I feel about it. You know why? This is why. Because I'm simple. We original people. Original people based on the same thing that the environment is based on, and that is the photosynthetic web. The photosynthetic web is the foundation of the whole food web. So you can trace back all types of foods and everything you eat back to the sun creating photosynthesis. And those animals from that natural farm, how they was raised, they're connected to photosynthesis. They was produced, created, and everything like that. But that plant-based thing, though, no, that one wasn't. That one wasn't. You don't even know the type of water was used in the processing. Heavy water. So now you got deuterium all situated all up in there now, too. Mm-mm. Nah, buddy. It ain't balanced. It ain't holistic. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, you might as well just go in then. Because if you're going to deal with the vegan, you're going to deal with the plant, you're going to deal with the, I don't even know what, herbivorous. I'm like, we just got to start using that term because that's what I came up on in science. It's like the omnivore, it's carnivore, it's herbivore. And then, you know, vegetarian and all that stuff came into play. But it's like, okay, herbivorous, bet. So either you're herbivorous or you're not. If you're not an herbivore, then you're a carnivore. And if you do a little bit of both, then you're an omnivore. So just, you know, take that on. There's frugivores too. You know what I mean? Frugivores, you just do fruits, you know? So whatever it is, you know what I mean? Just stick to the real aspect of it and don't deal with all this processed, made up stuff because it's not what you think it is, and it's going to do way more harm than good. You know, they about to start making veggie burgers out of mealworms, I heard. You know what I mean? Without, I don't know how you're going to do that. It's plant-based, the insects. But, yeah, how they about to start recycling maggots and mealworms and everything like that as a protein source? You know, they're probably going to fortify. That's probably what they're going to do. They're going to be like, we could put more protein in plant-based burgers. And instead of it being meat, like cow and all that, I got a huge carbon footprint. We're going to use bugs. Yeah, that's why homegirl name in the Matrix is Bugs because of Bunny. You know what I'm saying? Because she had the white rabbit on her, you know. And then, you know, computers don't be working right. You say you got bugs in it and stuff like that. So it's a little cyber term, too. But I think they was a little cool, you know. But yeah, man, stay away from that. Eat that. Eat some real food. You know what I'm saying? Cook some real food. You know, stop playing. You know, the plant-based movement is getting, you know, it's wilding. And, you know, with that, you're going to have people doing all types of stuff. I still don't know how people are still cooking soy. Like, that's still huge in the community. Like, people still making that stuff and eating that stuff. Like, they don't know it's effeminizing. It's manipulating hormones, you know what I mean? And it's destroying digestive systems. You know, the Japanese consumed fermented soy. You see what I'm saying? Like, some of them soy sauces was like 1,000 years old. It was like super wine, you know what I mean? Because they knew it had to get broken down. Even them with the enzymes, like, they were still on that. So you definitely got to make sure. You know, we got to watch ourselves, that stuff. You know what I mean? And soy boy is a term. It's not cool. It's not cool. We got to get past that. So, yeah, soyonicbotanicals.com. Soyonicbotanicals.com. I got the big sale going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want something. Y'all need something. Jump on it. Get something for somebody. Get something and put it up. You know what I'm saying? But I know people who get my product, they don't put nothing up. They be using it. They be using it, man. I had a friend of mine, an actress. She went ahead and decided to take, like, everything. Like, she took all the tonics like at the same time. Not like mixed them, but she's like, she just, you know, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other, all of them. And when she got done, her pupils dilated. And she sent me a video. She was like Neo in the first Matrix. She was like, whoa. You know what I mean? That Neo / Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure world. But she's had great experiences, you know, on the product so far. So many people benefit off that Fido. I have a friend of mine whose mother just started taking it. She's been having a great time. She's been, every time he comes in town, like, yo, I need some more Fido. But yeah, it don't matter what you get. It don't matter what you get, man. It don't matter what you get. You're going to get a bit of it. Perilla oil is going to be the omega-3s. That Fido got omega-3s in there, too. The EPAs is pumping in there, COSA, pentanoic acid. You know what I mean? You got to get them omega-3s in you, you know? Let's see what we got. Water in glass. Yeah, water in glass is everything. That's how I drink. Y'all know this. I mean, y'all see me drinking out of a jug from time to time, but I really try to drink out of glass. I try and put most of my products in glass. Bantan is in glass. Sav is in glass. C3 is in glass. The Fido is in glass. You know what I mean? Preserves it better, and you get to have something that you can keep, you know, a keepsake. But it, you know, it's very much more superior to plastic. Yeah, I would say that. That's for sure. Very healthy. And, you know, just the way that it works with light. You know, I think light can get through the glass and do a lot more with it, you know, than not. Now it's going to be a cup soon. That's what's up. good for the liver is always going to be silymarin from milk thistle, you know, the milk thistle seed. You know, you can get the seed and make tea, you can get capsules, you can get powder, you know. Quassia, you know, is good for the liver as well, you know. Yeah, it's better to drink warm water. Well, not warm water, room temperatures. Where I'm getting at. Nerve damage. I would say it depends on how expensive. You know what I mean? You want to increase your B12. You want to ground. You want to get more sun in. You got blue vervain. I have my Nervino tonic, of course. The guaco. Microdosing. The psilocybins. You know what I'm saying? You know, 0.25. You know, 0.75 grams, you know what I mean? Or 0.15 to 0.80 grams, you know, anything in there 2 times a week is definitely going to help those nerve endings and that nerve damage. There's, let me see, what am I saying? Let's see, what do I have up here? Oh yeah, I bring my Congo up all the time. I'm gonna keep talking about guaco. I got some right here. I got some guaco. Yes, this is guaco. This is Eliana. It's Eliana. What's her name? Contribo has snow guaco. Guaco's a lot more earthy. It doesn't really have too much of the snow. It is dry. But, yeah, these are these chunks right here. These could be reused about 3-4 times. So bitter. You know what I'm saying? So bitter. But I love the design. It's a little wheel. Let's see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that guaco. That guaco is for anxiety. Also for nerves, too. This is that Congo root. Yeah, that stuff, that's that sulfur. Yeah, that stuff good right there, man. Is the Kamiani out? Is the Kamiani out? If it's out, I'll right after I get off here, I'll put a couple more on there if they just, because there was just some on there. It must have just happened. Y'all better get on it too, because they're gonna sell out. I didn't say that too. This sale that I had, there's only a certain number of everything. I only just got it just up. So when they out, they out, and then that'll be the sale. Everything is available. You can never find good bladder rack anywhere. Good luck with stew vegetables, period, right now, you know. Bionics is coming. It's just a little delayed, man. That's how I know the products are good, because people wouldn't ask for them like that if they wasn't, you know. And I take everything, so I know what I'm working with. Epilepsy would be the guaco as well. But you got to be very careful with lights. You know, a lot of the epilepsy is dealing with the flicker. Like, y'all don't know there's a flicker on your screen. That's why when you watch a movie and you're looking at a scene in that movie, and in that scene the TV's on, and you notice how the TV looks, it's all dull and got all these lines and it's like flickering. Yeah, there's a flicker. And I don't know how many times a second it is, but it's like it's faster. It's too fast for you to pick up, you know. But if you take a camera, you know, 60 frames per second, 120 frames per second, 200 frames per second camera, and you film the screen, then you'll see it. And it's Morse code to your brain. Your brain acts on that type of stuff constantly, like pop, 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 pop. You know what I'm saying? Hitting you, giving you that information. So you gotta be careful with that. You know, alcohol craving, CMOS, it's definitely going to help, you know what I mean, by assisting with the Dmokin properties in your mucus lining. And shrooms too. Yeah, Johnny Mnemonic with the Matrix. Yeah, that was the original Matrix. Well, actually, that was the sequel to Bill and Ted first, because he was Neo and Bill and Ted. Then he was Johnny Mnemonic. Yeah, and then he did the Matrix. But nah, that's an amazing insight you made right there. You know? Yeah, with spinach, I like dealing with Malamar spinach, which you'll find at the Indian supermarkets, like Patel Brothers. They have these seeds that look like little pumpkins. They're vines. They could be green, but the ones that I like, they turn like the reddish purple, like the pokeberry plant does. And they have these real thick, fleshy leaves, and when you chew them, there's mucilage in there. That's a great spinach to eat. You know what I mean? That's an amazing spinach, and you get that from the Indians. Or if you go to a lot of the Chinese farmers markets as well, because even though, you know, we talk about China in regards to what they do with the foods, that's like the stuff they put in the regular markets. When you go to their markets, they got the real stuff up in there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, check them out, because they ain't going to be eating the trash that they sell at you. You know, they're going to be eating the real stuff. And you still got some Contribo. That's what's up. So, yeah. Go to soyonicbotanicals.com. Get something. Big sale going on right now. You know what I'm saying? For those that missed my talk on Matrix and Spider-Man, you know, I gave some points, you know, on them. You know, Spider-Man is... he's just on another level, you know what I'm saying, in regards to what he stands for. Like, he, you know, he started this whole superhero thing. You know, Blade really is the, you know, but Spider-Man took it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? He took it up another notch. And, you know, then they went into another property, and then you got the Civil War. Like, remember, Spider-Man came when Black Panther came. Oh, that's what I meant to say about The Matrix 2. Duh. What was that? What did the analyst use as the main power? You know what I'm saying? On everybody was the Black Cat. You know what I mean? So that denotes magic. That denotes Black Panther. That denotes the Panther people, the Panthers using our energy against us. You know what I'm saying? And then they had a post-credit scene. I don't know if y'all saw it, but they was talking about, you know, we was going to get rid of all of this and just do a series of cat videos. We're going to call it the Catrix. The Catrix. You know what I'm saying? With, like, a matrix of cats and everything like that. But just showing, like, the Black Panther energy. You saw what happened with Chadwick, you know. You saw what happened to the Elder, the transition. You saw what happened to Letitia. You know what I'm saying? You see what else is happening, you know, with the whole production of it all. Ambassador Prince St. Michael came on the channel a year ago. We're about to do a sequel to that. And, you know, we went in and he put all the information out there and he said it. And you see where everything is right now. So you see how important the Black Cat energy is, you know what I mean? And just the cat period. And the cat deals with the spirit. The cat also deals with the brain, because that's the acronym that they use for the scan of the brain. It's called a cat scan. You know what I'm saying? Topography, you know what I'm saying, of the brain and everything. So, you know, that was another point that I forgot to touch on, was that whole cat scan, that whole cat part that they threw up in there. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, okay. I see what you did right there. And then I believe we're about to be, let me see. Because that was, that's the main thing, right? Coming year is the tiger. Yeah, so we got to hit the year of the tiger with China, which is a cat. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, there you go, King Simon, what's going on? Best thing for ear infection is going to be mullein oil. You need some mullein flowers, which I have downstairs. I don't have any up here with me to show y'all. I do have my Mount Arnica, and they're the same color, so just to give an example. But this is Mount Arnica from St. Croix. The mountains, see that yellow color. Well, the mullein flowers are kind of like bell-shaped, but they're that same yellow color, and you soak it in olive oil for like a week, and all of the properties of the flower will start to come out in the oil, all of the oil-soluble properties, and it'll turn the olive oil from, you know, olive oil is usually like kind of a golden green kind of thing. It's going to turn into this gold-like. I won't even say golden honey, because honey is more brownish. It's more like that yellow gold, like canary. You know what I'm saying? Canary yellow. And you would pour that in the ear. You know what I'm saying? And that would help a lot as well, you know. No, I don't have the oil. It's not hard to get mullein oil. Mullein oil ain't hard to get at all. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I would suggest for inner ear. You could do other infusions with olive oil for that too, but mullein oil is the go-to. So that's what you want to get. Now the flowers, that's what I would suggest you get. You know, if you could find somewhere you get some mullein flowers from, so you could just make a bunch of oil yourself, that'd be even greater. But if you just need it real quick. You know, if you in Atlanta, you know, what's the name? You got a few places you could go to. You know, Saturnina might have it, and what's the name might have it. Health Unlimited might have it. Check them out. Check them out and see. Oh, what the, Miss G in here? Where Miss G at? Oh, snap, what's going on, Miss G? I miss you, man. What's good? Welcome home, brother. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. How you feeling, my man? Guerrero for life. Guerrero for life. How you doing, my man? Yeah, everybody welcome Mr. G up in the building, man. I didn't even know he was up in here, man. But yeah, we up in here talking about Spider-Man. We talking about The Matrix. We talking about Dope Sick. You know what I'm saying? We talking about blood and alkalinity and sale on the site, of course. You know what I mean? Telling everybody to go over there, you know? Mullen is fury. I think you meant to say furry, like the texture. But they spelled it fury, you know? Not Mr. Dr. G, though. Yep, you're going to get that notice. You ain't going to be able to escape it, bruh. Because you're getting all the knowledge and the experience and everything. Everybody going to be coming to you. Ain't going to be no escape. Ain't going to be no escape. In Atlanta, the best place to get fruit and vegetables is going to be like the DeKalb Farmers Market. You got the Doofus Farmers Market. You got Farmers Market that happens in a lot of these counties. But you also have a lot of community farms in the west side, on the south side, on the east side. It's community farms everywhere. So where to get the best veggies at? All over, man. Georgia is a big forest, you know, and we're having a very temperate winter, which means I know these farmers is out here taking advantage of it. They bad. You know? Yeah. All right. So whatever you're dealing with, I'm going to always suggest you get more sun. I'm going to always suggest you get more sleep. I'm going to always suggest that you, you know, drink some green juice. You know, I'm always going to suggest that you ground. You know, these are going to be things that I'm going to suggest that you do. If you need superfoods or nutritional concentrates, so to speak, you know what I mean, which we call herbs and compounds, tonics and so forth and so on, then, yeah, go to psionicbotanicals.com. I got a number of things there. The descriptions are there. More than likely, if you're dealing with a thing, I should have something that can provide some level of nutrients for you and hopefully assist you, you know, on your path. In addition to that, it's there for preventative measures. So you don't have to wait till you're dealing with something. That's the point. You know, you take these things so you don't have to. You know, like Mr. G, he don't be waiting until he's dealing with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mr. G, he takes things. He stays ahead. He's, you know, he plans ahead. He's a, you know, tactician. So he don't ever have to deal with nothing because he's always getting in everything that he needs, you know? Let's see. Yeah, man. So, psionicbotanicals.com got the sale right now. The Matrix disappointed me, but at the same time, you know what I mean? Some good dialogue, some good sound bites, some good stuff to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, why now? You know, and why that story? You know, like I said, it was a big commercial for the video game. And then Spider-Man just ain't nobody mess with Spider-Man right now. I don't think anything's coming close to those numbers until maybe the summertime. Like Multiverse of Madness, I think is going to get rated R. So I don't know what numbers it's going to do. It's going to do well, but I don't think it's doing a billion. You know what I'm saying? A billion is a lot of money, bro. And it's only in its second week, you know, and it's really what everybody got. This is closest that folks got to an Avengers movie, so they just going ham, you know. Nah, yes he does. I tell him that all the time, man. Mr. G got the whole world around him, you know, the whole environment, man. He got it all. So, we are, let me see what news is coming up. I tell you this, you know, if you are in the Atlanta area, should I even say, I ain't about to say this yet. I got an announcement coming soon. I ain't going to do that to y'all. Something coming. We got something coming. We got something coming. You know what I mean? Now, one thing I can say is I got some shows coming up and some open mics I'm going to be doing, performing more and a couple other songs in Atlanta. When I do, I'll let y'all know. Come on, YouTube.
Another day is gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? Just